Studio 360.
Today's show is all about glass.
Mirrors were originally favored because they attracted the light.
Design critic Véronique Vien explains how pieces of reflective glass in France a few hundred years ago launched the modern culture of narcissism.
This is how Louis XIV encouraged French craftsmen to make slightly bigger mirrors because he wanted to line the huge ballroom in Versailles with mirrors to reflect the window that were on the other side. People to this day had never looked at themselves in a mirror from head to toe. They sort of fell in love with their reflection. And capitalizing on this, Louis XIV invented fashion. People became prisoner of their vanity, prisoner of their ego. Imagine now a world without mirrors. Imagine how liberating it would be if we didn't have to know what we look like. I would love it because it's, you know, we are enslaved to our image nowadays.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know.
The human eye is very forgiving. And when we look at each other, we edit a lot of things. And the mirror does not edit, which is why we can be trapped, you know, thinking, oh my God, do I really look that bad? But I know that a good mirror, I mean, there are mirrors in which, mostly the one that have a little bit of haze on it, where you look really pretty. Even if they're a little foggy because of age and the edges, it makes you look a lot more pleasant. We have to reassure each other that we actually are not exactly the creature we see in the mirrors. There's a lot more charm to our personality, the way we move, the light, how we move in and out of shadows, and so on and so forth, is really part of who we are, as much as this stark portrait.
Véronique Vien is the author of books about design, including Something to be Desired and Citizen Designer.